WNRB LP, Wausau, 93.3 FM. You are now going to be listening to Conversation Digest.
We have a change of pace on tonight's show. Houtman is currently MIA in some place we like to call purgatory. I mean work. But still, tonight we are throwing the old outline out of the door for one special night, I'd like to call it. This is not so much a clip show. There's some new stuff. We're just having a little bit different. It's Conversation Digest, the best of. Anyone here? There we go. Levels. Wow, Zippelman.
Yes, levels are great.
Okay, we are missing Chad Houtman tonight, wherever he may be. Probably at work. Odds are he is at work.
Yes.
Because he has the late shift. Graveyard shift, if you want to call it that.
Yes, if you want to call it that.
And holy crap, we got some new computer in here. So, Chad's not here to whine about the old one being awful. And this is kind of neat.
Yeah, this looks quite
flat. Screen doesn't look like a pile down there anymore.
Streamline.
It can probably do more than one thing at a time. Wow.
Well, let's try it out.
I don't even know what I'm looking for, but
let's see what
we'll see how fast Wikipedia comes up. No, not Wikipedia. We will try JS Online. That always used to take it some.
Yeah, that's
a huge amount of time to load up, and it.
And it would usually freeze on us as well.
Still looks like it is taking its time. Well, whatever. At least something's getting done around here. Well, how about we just jump right into this?
Okay, let's do it.
Best of Conversation Digest. I am technically, I guess, temporary host or whatever. What does Chad say? I don't listen to him.
Temporary host?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go with that one.
I'm running the helm tonight, so watch it.
Well,
I might slap you a couple
rudder.
Times. I might hit you. Is that fan on?
Taking care of it.
Okay. So, tonight we are doing the best of. Not that we can't do anything without that Houtman kid. But, Zippelman.
Yes.
Think back into the past. Do you remember that one time when we had that other guy on this show?
Oh, yeah. 3-1.
Remember that one time he got into a fight with Chad Houtman over about creativity and whatever?
I do remember that.
Oh, I wish I could really remember that. Let's think back.
Thinking.
Yes, let's think even harder this time.
Because it takes a heck of a lot more of a creative person to come up with something that's kind of cutting edge without using profane language.
Well, you normally talk about creativity. You don't display it, Houtman.
Well, you're actually venturing into a very broad topic here of comedy. But there are narrower issues within the issue of comedy we're going to talk about tonight, like hecklers. The self-conscious issue behind that. Why do they heckle in the first place? We're also going to talk about various issues like Gallagher being what we call a horrible stand-up comedian. And the famous stand-up comedians that we would all strive to be like, if in fact we ever were stand-up comedians, and it feels like it's 180 degrees in here, someone turned on that temperature.
Well, it's you got the freaking lamp right on you. You don't put, like, number one and number two.
I'm incubating talent.
At least when you look at a stand-up comedian, they know how to structure their performances to know when to get the right effect. They know how to build up momentum. You're like, oh, I feel bad. Oh, 5 minutes later, I feel bad. You don't build anything. You're just repeating the same thing over and over. You need to build. You need to build excitement.
You build body mass because you're fat.
Well,
how many buffets have you gone to?
Yeah, but that does
week?
Take time. I at least can build on something. What can you build on, Heltman? I know how to. I know my plan. Eat, eat, and eat more. See, that's an effective plan.
Well, I'm assuming somewhere within the confines of that plan, you make a visit to the bathroom. I think Bowman's on. I think he's excited because Phil's here. He is a very, very, very nice young man.
Well, I'm not his mother. However, if some people, and I only cite this, the first incarnation of the station, you know, every so often, but one of the few reoccurring guests, you remember way back when I did a show by myself before I... You know, I left the hired help in, like Heltman, Knuspe, and Ziffelman. Phil was a recurring guest on that show.
Oh, he's been on the radio before, huh?
Indubitably.
Am I in the air?
That was a Bowman / Phil.
That's person. Like someone doing a call into a radio show, not having a clue. Well, Heltman's diddling with his finger, and he's not near anything else. What?
National history of bald Scooge.
Well.
Good thing you weren't driving the Exxon Valdez. It would have been twice the amount of oil dumped in the ocean.
I don't need the Exxon Valdez to
get drunk and crash or
stifle.
What? I'm talking about the Exxon Valdez captain. I'm talking about fractional history.
Are you talking about Titanic? Which one are you talking about?
Oh, that was... You remember that now, don't you?
Oh, yeah, now that it's brought back the memories.
Man, that other guy, that just... makes me so angry.
Yes, he was quite the heavy mantle on the overall productivity of the show.
I don't know about mantle, more like...
Okay, let's just say ball and chain.
Was he married? No, he wasn't married to the show.
I kind of think he was.
Oh, he's more than that. It's just some... Why are we even talking about that? I just want to forget about that one. That one...
Chills up the spine, yes.
Oh, man. Hopefully we can get past all these 3-to-1 ones before we get to the real stuff.
Yeah.
Man, let's...
So
well,
what other...
you remember that one time
memories
that,
do we have?
That Chad tried to make an outline for the show so at certain times we have fractional history or, hey, we're going to have a commercial now. Or, I'm going to have the traveling vocal idiocy come in and do his stupidity. And then he freaked out.
Oh, I do remember. I was not here for that one, but I do remember hearing it on the recorded version.
Let's try to think of what that was.
All right, enough of this hoo-ha and the hiscow. Yeah, Liam Stanley's up next, but what exactly we've been doing this evening? Nothing of requiring talent or ability. Of course, we've been discussing science fiction here tonight. I believe we've been trying to go by a set outline, which I think is just utterly atrocious. About as bad as the hairpiece that Heltman tries to tote so he doesn't look bald like I do. But in science fiction, certainly... We're blown away by stars and our ability to whip by them.
I think your unwillingness to cooperate in the show has really detracted from the overall quality, and I actually take offense to it. Yeah, I'm trying to do a guideline because I don't want willy-nilly anarchy like you always choose to have. I refuse to do willy-nilly anarchy. I won't do it. I want structure. I want control like a samurai.
You want control. That's what you want.
Don't be ridiculous. You are absolutely absurd. Don't make me turn off the mic. See, the funny thing is you're accusing me of trying to take control of this program, and yet 5 minutes ago when you were doing your little sci-fi developments, you turn off my microphone. Now, that's not a surefire sign of you trying to take control. I don't know what it is. I'm not trying to take control. I'm just trying to basically show you the ropes. You've never worked in real radio like I have.
Oh, don't you tell me how to do a radio program, man.
You've never done real radio.
Don't you tell me... You got fired, buddy.
No,
you
I didn't.
Fired.
Hold on a moment.
Play
I never got...
Let's play
Whoa! I never got let's, fired. Let's I never got fired.
Greetings. I need no gravity, nor do mingle with common folk. I'm at the center of the universe.
All right, thanks, Liam. And Bowman's having a blasphemous fit of rage. Go ahead and smack me if you want to. Holy cow, there goes the guidelines. Good thing I have two other copies of the guidelines, because they were just ripped to shreds. And yes, I am telling them what happened to Bowman. Bowman had rage. Well, can I ask you, if Bowman's not going to talk, if you want to jump on that second microphone, we're going to wrap up the discussion about science fiction right now, currently. Unless you want to keep on talking, Bowman. Okay. Well, I guess there goes that. You know what we never talked about was the whole warp speed and faster than light notion, Knuspy.
What?
The whole faster than light and warp.
Oh, I got a shock.
That's called love.
Oh boy, that was a good one. If memory serves correctly, during that part of the moral high ground where that computer voice was talking, if you listeners don't know about that one, Bowman turned on the moral high ground, got up, took his copy of the guidelines, ripped it, crumpled it up, and threw it. And he was using swear words that I cannot...
That are very unprofessional for a radio station.
Yeah, he's never been in real radio, so he's... Structure? What's that?
Yeah, he obviously is shying away from that, his current efforts.
But I guess we can plug his show.
Table scraps?
It's on Sunday? Sunday or Saturday? Sunday? Sunday.
Sunday, I believe.
Sunday at 9? 9 p.m.?
9.
On this very station, WNRB-LP Wausau. 93.3 FM. Check it out. But I guess you already are, so I guess that doesn't really matter. Okay. We can plug the other... Dr. Rents on Thursday at 4. If you want to know anything about renting or laws and regulations and whatnot, this guy knows his stuff. Believe me. And believe him, too, because he does have a PhD in rentology. It's on Thursdays at 4, I believe. Thursdays at 4?
Yes, I do believe.
Okay. And The Underground, coming on at tonight after this show. Not when we're done, because it's on at 10.
Yeah, so there was a slight pause.
The Underground. There's some music in between. But The Underground comes on at 10 p.m. Plays non-corporate rock, or not rock, or anything. Non-corporate radio. He doesn't like the corporations. He's the best unsigned bands all over?
Mainly from what I've heard from the few conversations I've had with them, it's mainly overseas bands, ones that haven't broken into the corporate U.S. Scene yet.
See, they want to be in corporate rock?
Well, they want to... They
or radio or whatever.
Yeah, they want to be heard, but they want to do it on their own steam, I guess.
Well, that's martial law coming in there, rocking that out. Well, that's enough for plugging, I think.
Yeah, I think we've given everybody enough kudos, and hopefully they will recommend Conversation Digest.
Recommend? We are the best. Come on.
Okay, yes.
We don't need recommendations, but
I was trying to be a little discreet, but we are the leaders of the pack.
Yes. Remember years ago, and by years I mean last year, or maybe a year and a half ago when we first started, 2 years on coming up.
Yeah, that's coming up quite soon.
We used to not do very well and do lists.
Well, no.
Comedy lists.
There were lists and there were arguments about the subject matter, overall subject matter. So I do remember that. There was quite a few tiffs.
Do you remember that one we did on the how to stupefy humanity?
Oh, I do remember that one.
Let's think about that one.
Oh, yes.
Top 10 ways to stupidify the masses of humanity. Number 10, watch SpongeBob SquarePants on a regular basis. Number 9, work a 9-to-5 job at a random retail store. Ooh, nice. Number 8, how to stupefy the mass of humanity. Have candlelight weekends, listening to a different boy band each time. Well, there's some people that do that. Oh, yeah, there he is. Have a false sense of hope at number 7. A light at the end of the tunnel, per se, and go to a local college, so furthering your inflated head syndrome. Besides, I go to college, you jerk. What's your problem? Number 6. Make time in your day to watch court TV and see the upper echelon of society. I don't know if Sammy the Bulldog Gravano is upper echelon of society, because he was probably, you know. Number 5, working to get your girlfriend's approval while going up against the cutest romance novel series? Oh, latest. Well, number 4, way to stupidify the masses. Get all your information, news, weather, live updates of politics from a major news corporation like Fox News or CNN. They're both biased. Number 3, empty all the libraries of the world and turn them into NASCAR-themed bars bringing eyebrow raising to the world. Number 2, make society of people, adults in general, think that fifth graders are far more superior to the society as a whole. Well, that's what Jeff Foxworthy does in that show.
Might be smarter than a 5-year-old.
You've not even seen that before. Number 1 way to stupidify people, and or way to prove that you're stupid. People in rural areas or just inner cities, just keep marrying your second cousins.
And first.
Geez, I wonder how many people will be offended with that one. Well, at least 30. And right now back to the overall discussion of enlightenment as far as intelligence is concerned.
Oh, man. I remember that now.
Yeah, I do as well. It was quite the time. Like I said, it was quite chaotic back then.
Well, we're still coming out of our growing pains with Kirk Cameron.
Well, yes, but we were being hampered and basically being continued fed baby food by a certain 3-to-1.
Because he did not want to utter stupidity, and
he did not want to move ahead. He did not want to progress.
I want to dig my hole and put my creativity in it, and never get any better. That was him, I think.
Yes.
Ah. Well, we can continue along this current trend.
Okay, I'll go down with that one.
I'm thinking. You remember that one time Chad was freaking out about creativity and brainwashing?
Trying to think.
Let's put some brain power into that one. Huh. Yeah, let's think of that faster.
Let's see. I think I do remember that, actually.
Well, come on, help me get with it.
I gotta get high energy, gotta get high energy, gotta step it up, gotta amp it up, gotta amp it up, amp it up. Brainwashing. I can't get into it tonight. Oh, maybe someone hypnotized me into being boring. Ow! You will be boring!
Give me a brainwash mixer.
No, Okay.
You know, as an alert or something, you really don't want to be brainwashed or have control. You want your own free thoughts to go, not someone else's.
Well, here's an email we received this evening. Dear friends at Conversation Digest, Michael Bowman can brainwash me anytime. From Mike.
Oh. What does that mean?
Don't know. Well, whatever. Okay, Mike. Well, maybe it's because they have the same first name. I have no idea. I'm assuming that means something very innocent. Bowman's on hiatus, stretching, doing calisthenics out there for the brainwash marathon, where he goes out and sees if he can break the world record for number of brainwashed people in a night. You will date me. You will date me.
Are we actually on topic?
This is on topic, yes.
Is it informational on topic? And
I don't know. I can't say anything about this. I didn't do any research.
Well, good job, Holtman.
I didn't have time. I had to work this week.
So I'm the only one doing actual fact-checking?
No, I'm fact-checking.
So when you said I didn't have time to research...
Well, I read for like 5 minutes. What do you want me to do?
6 minutes?
No, I couldn't do it.
Well, then try this out.
I had to walk Willapop today. You will
next
research.
Next week, you will research the given topic.
If there isn't next week.
Do my bidding.
That gives me a headache. I mean, that would be the problem with hypnotism, is does that thing going back
do
and forth just give you a migraine?
Do research. Headache? It's not that hard.
It's just part of trying to find time in a very, very busy world. Very busy
well,
world.
Well, you need a... Am I... No.
Oh, Mr. Gassy's here.
This is Bob, and I might say goodbye at the end of the show. Back to Kinoski.
Well, that just boosted the non-ratings.
Oh, I lost my train. You need to have, like, a book or a random terminal in the bathroom so you can check up facts while you're getting the facts straight.
Doesn't everybody say goodbye after the show, by the way? We're saying goodbye. The show's over. Unless you live here.
Because I know you have lots of time to spare while you're sitting in the bathroom.
No, there's no time. I don't go to the bathroom very often. I really don't. I mean, what can you say about brainwashing? The bad part, this is a very difficult type of show because what you're doing is
It's a good topic.
It's a good topic, but there's not much there.
Well, that's because you didn't research.
I didn't have time. Let's go to Wikipedia.org.
No.
Well, you come up with some other examples of subliminal messages, and maybe I'll go ahead and... Well, it's influence here.
Well, I thought, you know, brainwashing and mind control, there are certain... I did not research the topic as good as I could have possibly done, but there are historical references, military references, via certain conflicts and such.
Oh, you mean the Cuban Missile Crisis?
Yes.
We have a...
Did that actually happen, or were we just told it happened?
No, I think it did.
You know for a fact, were you there checking out the Cuban Missile Crisis?
No, it's just speculation.
Well, then, who knows that for a fact? That could have been just the mind control.
Any of this research is factual.
Hmm. Oh, that was something else, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I do remember that. If my memory continues to serve me correctly, which at times it doesn't, at times it does, but I think that was the last radio show for 3-1.
Oh, yeah, I think it was. That's why he said, I'm going to say goodbye after the show.
Yeah, he went on an extended vacation. And
to Idiotville.
Yes, during his absence, we decided to move forward with the show and make it bigger, better, and brighter. And he came back in and said, well, I guess I can't ride this train.
And ride it.
Yes.
And you know, I'm starting to wonder, why does our memory sound so staticky?
I know. I wonder why that is. It's probably some of this...
It is annoying.
Lower grade... Well, no offense
lower
to
grade.
Anybody, but lower grade equipment in this studio?
No, it might be just our brains.
Oh, well, yes. I tend to have some static from time to time.
Okay, well kicking right along. I think that one time... You know, you just got done saying that was the last show that Bauman was on.
Yes.
I think we can. Let's try to remember the first intro we had after Bauman got kicked off.
Oh, yeah, I think I do remember
let's
that.
Let's try to remember that.
Yes.
Conversation Digest. I'm your host, Chad Haltman. Kinuspe is on my right.
What up?
Your radio dial that'd be left to right. And the Ziffelman is in the house as well. Previously a four-man show, now just a three. That is a slight adaptation made just recently. Just be a three-headed force of justice on the airwaves.
We provide justice in every facet possible. Oh, geez, That was a great intro. That was a shorter memory than the rest of them, but what are you going to do?
Well, I could hit this up.
Apparently we weren't told, but, well, we were told that they were getting it going sometime. But as we look onto the corkboard to our right, it says that there is live streaming. And what is that address, Ziffelman?
That address would be
there's three W's.
www.wasamung.org would be the website.
Yes, that's for listening online and farther away than...
Well, yes, that would be on
the radio tower can transmit.
Yes, that would be live. Well, yeah, that would definitely be the case because the radio.
I'm told that the internet goes worldwide.
Well, yeah, I've heard that as well, and I think that this would be a good thing for everybody's show.
I think it's everyone's show on this station. It's streaming live everywhere on the internet. Currently, I have not checked this. Actually, how about we?
Yeah, let's take a look.
Check this out on the internet.
Yeah, we'll see how fast this computer is.
That came up pretty fast.
Yeah, that was not bad. Normally it's about frozen now.
Hey, there are links on there. Wow. I don't know if I want to... I'm going to click that link, Zeffelman.
Well, let's see what we have.
It's apparently buffering. Hey, that's visualization is my voice currently. Looks like we are streaming online, everybody. Go check it out.
Wow, this is unfortunate, I think.
It sure exploded when your voice went on there.
Looks
like 56 kilobits per second or minute. Yeah, per second.
It's unfortunate that Hauptmann had to be orbiting the planet work. Otherwise, he could have actually seen
this. I thought it was purgatory.
Well, they're the same thing.
I am impressed. Finally, other people not in the WASA area can hear this live.
Yes, and
usually we do just record our show every...
And put it on the website.
Every week and jam it up on the website, which is... I can't believe we didn't mention this before. FamousAshtray.com. Check it out. We have past radio shows. A couple... seasons of just the second season of our television show based off our radio show
and then current projects as well that are
that
in
was
the works
aired in Stevens Point on the college station, and they just tossed us around like rabid.
The second season was actually
it was aired in its entirety, but awful time slot, and they were just
hammering us down
creativity wise.
Well, yeah, they buried it because they thought, you know, we were too creative and they couldn't handle it.
Yeah, they just had their own ugh on there. What are you going to do, though?
Well, I'm actually very impressed that this is up and going. And
You could listen to the station on your computer now.
Yes, I could.
If you had one connected to the internet with the working sound card.
Well, yes. It's currently...
there's a few things.
Computer
missing.
Is up on blocks currently, but we will be.
Did someone
fixing...
steal the hubcaps?
Yeah, somebody stole the hubcaps, and hopefully we'll be getting that up and running again. And I've also heard a rumor, which I don't know if I want to.
What rumor?
Say this, but
do I know this?
I think you do.
Well, what is it?
There's a rumor that there's a possibility they're going to be hooking up somehow, some way.
Oh, the third microphone.
The third microphone, yes.
Which is in. "Quote unquote," the production room. I have never seen anyone use it, but we're only here around 7:30, 8:00, sometimes 9:00.
Right around in there, sometimes 9:00.
Whew, 9:00.
But that's also gotten my interest to go for that because I think that would improve. I think everyone's show if we had a third microphone and
so everyone
someone,
could be on at the same time.
Everyone, well,
at least for our show, we
time.
Could all be on the microphone at the same time.
Well, I think there are other seasons of various shows that they have multiple people.
Okay, we're gonna kick it to a short commercial break now. So just hold on to your pants,
and we'll be back.
Hey lady, do you have what it takes? Can you see your feet? If you say yes to both of those super sexy questions, then maybe you can join us. Hi, I'm Mike Hogue, the owner and founder of the Super Sexy Model Institute Medical Hut. We can show you how to strut your stuff and to get on a strict diet of liquids, and even the new controversial air diet. You thought you were good at posing? Nuh-uh, sister. We have all the poses you want to perform to make you look sizzling hot. The hip push. The handy fold. Yeah, strike that pose. Mmm, yeah. In addition to that, you get to wear all the new fashions from such reputable designers as Frida Lightweight, Aaron Blackjack, and even Jim A. Mm-hmm. So come on, girlfriend, swing your sexy hips, the Super Sexy Model Institute Medical Hut. Come on, you know you want to.
WNRB. LP, we got your looped music. Yeah. Conversation Digest.
You are tired of mainstream music. You are looking for something deeper. Grab a shovel, pick at, and start digging. Bury yourself in the underground. Fridays at 10 p.m. Music isn't right at 6 feet under. Radio is missing link.
Mommy, Mommy, I found it!
Put to bed?
The underground.
Ah, back in the commercials.
And whether they're... Actually, that one was kind of real. So, yeah, listen to The Underground at 10 p.m. later tonight. You can listen to it, Ziffelman?
Yeah, I might tune it in. I've had the radio hooked up with the antenna, so I can actually...
You're welcome for that one.
Yeah, you kind of were the innovator on that
front.
I don't
get any radio stations. How about you put the antenna in? Don't!
Oh,
take ouch. That.
Well, let's see. Now that you've kind of knocked a little bit of the crust off the brain, what other memories can
Jeez,
we...
Jeez, that is disgusting.
What other memories can you bring up here? Mm. Or what else
there
comes to mind?
Something about someone rambling about Madonna, Jesus, and a rabbi. Maybe if we think hard, we can...
Oh, I do remember that one.
I wonder if we can remember it. I wonder if we can remember it without static.
Yes.
Headline news, Madonna, Jesus, and a rabbi.
Did they all
Sounds
walk
like
into a bar?
Bad joke. Madonna, Jesus, and the rabbi. Spirit over rain this weekend. That's more than one article there. And then I hate the way that Fox News does this. It was at Caccione's last night that Madonna arrived with Jesus and a rabbi. Well, it was Jesus, her Brazilian boy toy. I'm not reading this. Come on.
Wow, that doesn't even need to be.
That doesn't deserve to be.
She looks nasty. Look at her.
Yeah, she's 60.
So? Well, she looks nasty.
Well, not everybody can be as pretty as you are, Knesper.
I know. It's a shame.
It is true. I am one pretty person. Don't agree to that. I don't want to hear that from you, Ziffelman. That is... Ugh.
I wasn't going to say anything of the sort, actually. I was going to say that maybe your younger brother, Zero, would disagree.
Why would he do that? He's a cat.
Oh, he's still,
he likes everything about me because I am the one that gives him the food.
Yes, but I think, you know, I've caught him staring in the mirror at himself a couple of times.
He's probably wondering, who is that handsome fellow?
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll get off the whole pretty cat routine here, Ziffelman. Good one on that one.
I had to say something.
I thank everything that you're on the radio show.
good. So
letting me know such important information such as that.
Ah, yes. Well, you know, we got to, fill up the airtime, and what other... I seem to think of, when was the last time, what was that one show where we had, what was that? Remember that one?
Oh, the first time we went to an hour show rather than the 2 hours?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember because there was,
we got sick of something was going on and we had to cut it short. Was someone sick? No one was sick.
No, we had to,
It's one up. It's one up from everyone. I'm just breaking character here for that. Anyway, yeah. Wonder what that was.
Each and every hour. We're only having a 1 hour program tonight, by the way.
Woo!
An abridged, revised version, because we have other endeavors that we have to take part in. Saving the world, ending world hunger, and making more people miserable as they
on a more one-to-one basis?
Experience us.
Making them miserable? One-to-one? Rather than just...
Lots. Somebody has to. Don't they?
Yes, they do. What is that?
What is what?
Oh, I think I read that wrong. Never mind.
Headline news!
Yeah, we are pretty amazing and we did save the world twice already, if memory serves. That was tough. I think I stopped a flood with this giant sponge that I bought.
Oh, that was that evening. And then I was caught in the whirlwinds of a hurricane. And
how'd you get out of that one?
Oh, I had to take refuge in the streets below.
Well, you found an underground cavern and took refuge there?
Well, yes.
Did you eat any mice or rats or moles?
No, I had
That's where you found the mole people. Okay, that's an inside joke, but yes. Forget that one.
Yes, no, I had something sweet, as I normally do, after the show.
I'm gonna punch you.
Well, there could be some violence on the show, radio show tonight. This may be the final show for the Ziffelman, because Gnespi might have to exact...
It's not revenge. It's something better. Sweet, sweet violence brought upon a new...
It's just cold, honest, hard anger, huh?
Hey, nothing gets better than rage and anger. So you better watch out. You better not cry, because I'm coming to break your skull. Oh, you can cry all you want.
Well, yeah, you know.
As you want.
As much as I want, yes. Which
you do
happens
come on
occasionally.
With the water. The waterworks do come on quite amazingly fast sometimes.
Yes, occasionally the floodgates come down quite quickly.
Floodgates are something else.
Ah, okay. Now
Niagara Falls.
Ah, okay. Well, Gnespi, how's that WNRB t-shirt been treating you?
I don't know. I got some stains in the pits now. I think I need a new one. I've been wearing that one every day for the last couple weeks.
Yeah, well, because you
it
have...
It is a sexy shirt. Come yes. on, guys. How much...
Well, since you're a volunteer, you get to grab it
for
$10.
I only bought it for
$10,
but anyone out there, you want a WNRB LP t-shirt? It's $15. It's pretty sturdy. Bought mine a year ago. Still holding on today. Not very many stitches in there, because I do mend my own shirts every once in a while, because I do get in some sticky situations. Am I right?
Yeah, wow. That's true. That is true. So if anybody out there is interested in getting one of those, contact Pete or John at WNRBLP@hotmail.com.
I would like to just fix something on that one. It's WNRB-LP@hotmail.com. Otherwise, they're going to get someone completely different, Ziffelman.
Ah, they... Seems like we need to put a dash on there.
There is a dash there. I'm here to clean up your mess yet again.
Yeah, well, my eyesight isn't what it was when I was young.
Remember that one time you had a Ziffelman's Corner that was really good?
Oh, yes.
I'm having trouble remembering this one.
Oh, I think I can... Oh, wait a minute. I think I can think back.
Enlighten me with your memories.
Let's see. It started out with me...
Welcome to Ziffelman's Corner.
already asked him.
Ziffelman's Corner.
Is it no?
Easter edition.
Didn't answer.
Has he risen? Well, Ziffelman was wondering, my bulbous red-nosed listeners. Ziffelman can tell you what's risen. Let's see. Various grocery items. Let's go down Ziffelman's grocery list. Milk, cheese, pasta noodles, bread, jelly, gin, tonic water, and always something sweet. Let's just put our slightly light alcoholic beverages, my grizzled, full-bellied fish fry listeners. Do you enjoy watching your favorite Major League Baseball teams at, say, your local pub or tavern?
Heck yes.
Well, unfortunately for the Ziffelman, you know, as the rising prices and taxes for those good old cancer sticks keep going up and up and up, looks like, you know, the pail of smoke in your local tavern or pub is going to have to be gone in my Ziffelman's Corner as I sit there and watch my Major League team. But I'd also like to say, hint, hint, to the governor. You know, hey, let's just raise it up, keep raising it till we get to, you know, maybe an even number of, like, so let's say 10. You know, because we gotta pave those roads. We gotta pave them. So ever since, let's say, you know, you do go to your tavern or your pub, has anybody, I know Ziffelman has noticed, has anybody noticed that the prices that dropped in, what, the fall for gas, they keep going up and up and up, and, you know, they're supposed to go even higher this summer. So all of a sudden, you know, this huge, you know, it's the morale, it's, you know, get the gas down again. Well, you know, it's back up, and nobody seems to be noticing. So, you know, just take a glance out of your car window as you're going by the gas station and not stopping. Just take a look-see, because you're going to see the price has gone up, and it's going to keep going up. So, my fan club of listeners, bulbous red-nosed as you are, as much as the Ziffelman has in the rising price and tax market of the basic necessities that I live upon, these are various suggestions that the Ziffelman may give you. For the gasoline part, you know, bike to the bar or tavern in the summertime, or, hey, ski in the winter. Or, let's say, generic smokes, if you gotta have the smokes. Or you can get those little candy ones that they used to sell out of the little ice cream trucks. Yeah, smoke a Smartie. Or, and if you have to, and this is an extreme case, things get really bad, I'm sorry, my listeners, you're going to have to go to Rail Gin. I will never. I refuse to. I will go down with my mid-shelf or better gin bottle gripped in my cold, dead hands before I go to Rail Gin. Shalom, my listeners.
All right.
Wow, you were definitely on a roll there, Ziffelman. What got into you this week?
Ziffelman's angry about the rising increased price of everything in humanity. Ziffelman, what's a pack of smokes cost these days?
My brand?
Yeah, your brand.
$6.
Holy cow. Why?
You smoke a pack a day, right? Oh, wait, that's me, but anyway. Oh. Well, yeah. I don't smoke. I haven't smoked for 2 years.
Well, technically, they like to do it just under. It's $5.90, but you might as well round it to $6.
I remember when I was... I'm 23 now. 4 or 5 years ago, a pack of smokes, like a Winston. Some people can say it's a bad habit. They ought to raise the price. I don't know that they should. People still have the right to smoke and kill themselves, don't they? All right.
Wow, Ziffelman. Your memory? I thought it would be staticky. There was no static in that one.
No, I must have been sharp on that night.
Well,
which probably means I was probably more sober than most times.
Well, I don't know about that.
You probably had something in you.
Well, you got, probably.
You had a little captain in you? No. Oh, stretching. I wonder. Let's see what... Oh, I forget his name. But I wonder what this guy has to think about your gin drinking. Is that gin?
That is gin.
Well, what about his gin drinking? What should we do?
Stay thirsty, my friends.
Oh, that is a very good opinion.
Wow. I couldn't have said it better myself.
No, and it does not matter whether you drink, in my opinion, it does not matter whether you drink gin or...
Rail gin?
Rum.
Or you just don't like the rail?
I just don't like the rail. The rail is...
Rail is awful.
The rail, most rail drinks, either whether you drink gin, rum, or vodka, most of the rail bottles...
Are we turning this into a show about alcohol now?
Well, it's like... Smack will love it.
I will punch you.
Okay.
Well, there will be violence ensuing.
Due course. But, no, most of your cheap rum, like you prefer to drink.
I don't drink cheap rum.
Drink rum, but you drink high-end rum. So let's put it this way.
You're not going to catch me with that rail.
Yes. Each one, the rum, the gin, the vodka, the rail basically means that it's distilled in a very dirty form. Whereas your higher-end rum, my mid to higher shelf gin, is distilled the way it's supposed to be and in a professional manner.
So let's make it cheap and dirty and awful.
Yes, and
let's get those drunks drunk.
Yes, all those drunks and all those little teenager drunk wannabes.
The little Zifflemans running around?
Yeah, the little Zifflemans running around, the drunk the drunk wannabes. You know, they can start cheap.
I almost
cheap.
Threw up by thinking about little Zifflemans.
Well, what about that, Cosby? What about that other time we had that situation? Remember what I'm talking about?
You don't want me to talk about little Zifflemans anymore? You'd rather have me remember something?
There may be some certain...
You want me to remember stuff.
Yeah, certain...
Maybe,
there might be some certain...
Maybe my brain will be
listening.
Staticky, and then you can lord that over me for a while.
Well, that could be.
Well, I remember one time I did a live remote down in Milwaukee. I was in a dirty restaurant.
Oh, I think I do remember that.
Here, let me remember it for you. Here we go.
Increased. Okay, broadcasting live right now from Las Esmeraldas, and just go ahead and sound that off the lights. Broadcasting live from Las Esmeraldas, here's Canuspy and Conversation Digest. Each and every week, Canuspy's going to broadcast from various locations.
It's now time for a live remote.
Yes.
Currently.
Yes, it is.
Somewhere. Outside.
What? Well, I'm not gonna talk over when you're talking down there. I mean, that's the voiceover guy. Hey, wait a minute. Why didn't you call the studio line, by the way?
I don't know. I think you would probably mess it up.
No, I know how to do the studio line. That one time we had that phone caller a couple weeks ago, it really shed the light on how to operate the phone within the studio at WNRB-LP. What's going on down in Las Esmeraldas?
Well, I walked in here, and it smelled too clean, and I looked back, and I saw, like, the chef cut off his thumb, and he didn't really do anything about it.
Not even an owl?
There's blood spraying all over everywhere.
Oh, well, the marinara sauce is redder than it was before.
To say the iron content of that spaghetti... higher than it used to be.
Well, what do you call a spaghetti dinner that's red all over? Black and white and red all over.
Oh, well, that's very good. No wonder you're a comedian.
Well, no, the hand that the chef cut off himself was holding a newspaper.
Oh, you forgot to tell me that.
What's going on in Las Esmeraldas? What do they have to say about their 7 food violations in the latest investigation of food violations by the people that conduct those things?
So I went up to the manager and asked him.
I guess. Is he around?
No comment.
All right, well, imagine
is
that.
Any more than just food violations.
How many people are frequenting there these days? Has there been a decrease in business courtesy of the 7 food violations?
Well, there's still lots of people here. Maybe they just don't know about the violations.
Well, are you going to tell them?
I'm going to go get on my soapbox and set my little megaphone.
All right.
I
you got
oh, kind of like... Oh, you're doing your best Milk impersonation. Harvey Milk.
Yeah, might as well.
Well, what is the blue plate special tonight at the Las Esmeraldas? That was
the rat on the mold.
Well, that's funny because that was the seventh food violation. That meal right there. We got any rats running around?
Just the ones in the kitchen.
Oh, not the employees. I'm talking about like the rodents.
Oh, I saw some rat prints on some cake.
Oh, they got the marinara. Oh, did they get the marinara sauce?
You think they're gonna put marinara sauce on a cake?
No, I thought maybe they.
Not bad at telling out a place.
Well, if you write see the right movie, like Ratatouille, the mouse is the chef.
The rat.
Yeah. Well.
Maybe he's down at this restaurant.
That's a possibility. Is he there?
Well, there's lots of people here. I can't really make out faces
because
the stink is hurting my eyes.
Oh, the stink of Las Esmeraldas?
Yes.
That was no
food violation.
That was food violation number 5.
No, they had 7, didn't they? What are you talking about?
No, that was the 5th of 7.
Oh, I thought it was 6. No. I thought
that other one. Yeah. All right, Knutsby, we're going to get going. Thanks for the live remote. You know, you're going to be on these each and every week from one time to another.
I think we should start making people aware of health violations. And I'm willing to do that. Maybe you can talk to the manager if regular stuff.
And don't accept no comment as an answer.
Should I take them when bullseye next time?
Bovine?
Bullseye.
Oh, bullseye. Put a bullseye in your head.
Well, no, I was thinking like in the middle of the body or in front, just a nice swift.
All right, well, make sure you leave a tip, and that tip is start cleaning up after yourselves. You don't get 8 food violations. All right, can also be broadcasting live from Las Esmeraldas, Milwaukee, in the clean circuit of the...
That was a disgusting time down there. I think a rat fell on my sandwich, and that's what prompted it all.
Oh, I seem to remember that was kind of sort of the beginning of... The call-in trend that we've been trying to up and increase.
Well, that was a live remote, as previously stated.
Ah, yes.
I went to a restaurant in Milwaukee and called up and let people know in the Wausau area about a restaurant in Milwaukee.
Yeah, what was going down?
I'm right on top of things with that, I can tell you.
Yeah, we seem to be having our live remotes and our call-ins.
We haven't had a live remote in a long time.
Well, I think maybe,
I've been really lazy.
Yeah,
I don't traveling that much.
Well, you know, things are tight for everyone. You know, so maybe we should pool the resources and maybe send you on a trip down to...
Mexico?
Mexico, see if the ice cube's gotten any better. The only thing I heard, the various things I've heard about Mexico... is you just don't drink the water and
you want parasites? I'll give you parasites.
If you're gonna drink, if you're gonna have a adult beverage, don't get it with ice.
Thanks. What about? I'm not gonna go there. Oh.
So what's the latest as far as?
Another memory I'm starting to think back is. Remember that one time that. In the Wisconsin capital, down in Madison. Remember, the capital is in Madison.
Yeah. Oh,
They would have the homeless come in during the day and hang out. And
basement.
What? I'm trying to remember what the homeless did.
Let's take... Oh, wait a minute. I think they...
You are listening to... WNRB LP Wausau, 93.3 FM, Free People, Free Radio. Each and every Friday, we are Conversation Digest. Up in just a few moments on this adventure in verbal communication. Some people put open bars in their basements. Some people, game rooms.
Yeah.
The Wisconsin State Government, what are they putting in their basement?
Also, brand new feature from Knuspy, a surprise of the evening, unnamed at this point in time, and my live exclusive interview with Everybody Loves Raymond star Raymond Romano, also known as Ray Romano, in addition to Nerd Boy Ruins Hollywood Film. All that and more, plus the Ziffelman's Corner on Conversation Digest on this Friday evening. Coming up in just a few moments here, stick around on Conversation Digest, WNRB, LP Wausau, 93.3 FM.
Wow, my brain kind of went ADD there. It had nothing to do with the homeless in the Capitol basement. Sorry about that. It wasn't staticky, so that's kind of good. I don't care for static in my brain.
It seemed to be quite clear. It seemed to be that you were on topic and moving forward.
The brain was working, just not in the way that I wanted it to. But at least it's working.
Well, yeah.
As far as I could say,
that's
for
always
some
a plus.
People. Yeah, I stared at you after I said that.
Ah, okay. Well, you know, I did orbit the planet work for 8 hours today, so...
Ugh.
I had to deal with
a decaying orbit where you crashed in the end.
Yes, I had to deal with various situations, and I won't go into the details of what
no
I
more,
do.
No work related talk.
Oh, like Knuspy likes to say, talking shop.
Yeah, I say that all the time. What was that stupid thing I used to say when you talk about? No, I don't think you can say that on the air. Never mind. Work is work.
Yes.
Whatever. I forgot about the rest of it.
Work is work. I keep my work.
Easy, freak. I keep my work at work.
Yes.
Don't touch my feet with your feet. I don't want to play footsie with you, Ziffelman. Jeez. Oh, I don't want to burn my foot. Who knows where your foot's
we'll
been?
We'll see where the burning of the foot comes next week.
Nah, I'm going to cut it off.
He's
going to
be having it all bandaged up and...
Why am I a quick
get
healer?
Maybe get a prosthetic. What do you think? Can I be a prosthetic? I don't know. That walkabout.
No, I'm gonna graft some human skin from my left buttock cheek.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's a good growing ground.
Do you have the? You have the?
Yes, I have a left
money?
Buttock
cheek.
Well,
no. Do you have the?
Oh, I know
financial...
how to make. I know how to graft skin. I know how to grow skin.
Ah, okay.
It's very easy.
So that's what you're. Your half a basement, one room that's always shut off, and
I'm really good with stem cells.
The grow lights are always on, but nobody's ever down there.
Yeah, you have lights in the attic, and there's no one there.
Ah, okay.
I took that as a burn.
Delightful. Okay. So delightful banter.
You're a banter. Anyway. We're actually coming up on the top of the hour in about a minute. I guess by default, you got to go WNRB LP Wausau 93.3 FM. This is the station you are listening to. You are listening to Conversation Digest. Flies.
Usually on from 7 till 8. We've been trying to push it a little bit further.
I think we're just going to go until we get bored.
Oh, so we're going to...
Sometime
before 9, okay.
Put your bets in now, and maybe you'll lose.
Well, yes, if anybody'd be interested in calling in and betting...
If they're calling in, they're calling you. Or, no, you're answering.
Oh, yes, I would definitely answer. The Ziffelman will answer the phone if anybody wants to call in.
Just like any other time, phone rings, you're like, no, I don't want to answer.
No, lately I have been... Yes, lately I have been answering.
Feel like calling in, it's 845-7084. That is the studio line.
And
this microphone's in the way, so if it's ringing, I can't see that light going.
The Ziffelman will
keep your eyes fixed on that light and not at my eyes. 845-7084.
Yes, none of the eye candy going on.
Conversation Digest.
That was kind of dumb.
Well, seven.
How about you
from
just
7 to 8?
Flip that to number 2 on there on the
number
CD
two.
Thing.
Okay,
that's just the ender sound. Just so we have it queued up and ready to go whenever we feel like quitting, Ziffelman. Or whenever I decide to just crush your skull.
Probably you'll sound listeners. You'll hear a loud popping noise, and then
does it sound like a tire exploding?
Well, no. I'm trying to think what it would sound like because.
Like a grape being squished.
Possibly.
Or what about a balloon filled with water exploding?
That as well. That
so if
be.
I took your head and threw it, it'd blow up like a water balloon on impact.
Well, probably. I've been told that I do have a soft skull. But
was it like a baby skull, the top part with a little soft spot, but yeah. That's in your entire skull now?
Yeah.
I'd want to touch and find out that would involve touching you. And
then you'd have to cut off your hand.
Human contact.
Regrow your hand. And that's a little too much.
My body parts are like an octopus. You cut it off and it grows back.
Yeah, it's a little too much for one. Too much work for you 1 week. You're already going to have to cut off your foot and grab some skin.
I could just dip it in acid now that I think about it.
Oh, well, there you go. That'll also work. So how's it going with the website as far as Famous Ashtray?
Something. I don't know. Actually, I did update one thing. But it's not on the website, so if you go to go.famousashtray.com, you will check out my one-person band, go.famousashtray.com. I have 5 tracks up there with titles.
Oh, that is your
come on, ladies.
Working album?
Yeah, it's slowly getting up to speed.
Slowly getting up there. Well, that's good. And then we also...
I rock the mic.
We also have various past... Conversation Digest episodes, as well as the second season, you said, of the television show.
Yes, we also have random projects and a work-in-progress project that should be done sometime in the next century.
Yeah, sometime in the next century, sometime...
Progress is coming along with that, Ziffelman, if you were wondering.
Well, yes, I've been... Hauptman has been updating me on the various details that have changed. And,
it's a good thing he showed up tonight.
Yes, the new things that have been added, the things that have been taken away.
Oh, another thing that we have a couple episodes of The Underground on there if you want to check that out.
Oh, okay.
Go to the radio part of the website, and then you will see that on there, and you can check that out. I'm not sure if we will be in town later to record The Underground, so I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. You had mentioned something.
We got some stuff going on.
Yeah, you had mentioned something that you had to get to as far as the time thing, and I know that I have certain things that I needed to prepare for.
Surgery?
No, certain things I have to...
Oh, certain things. I thought you said surgery. No eating after 12?
Oh, I tried that one. That doesn't work for me. Certain glasses and certain ice cubes and certain adult beverages don't...
Clear liquids.
Yes, clear liquids don't seem to want to quit.
If you were in the hospital...
After 12.
I don't think they'd let you have any gin up there.
No, that's kind of why I don't usually go in and get myself checked out. I have a family...
Oh, you could be carrying so many diseases right now. It's sickening.
I have a family doctor... God. That I go to periodically, but for the most part, I try to stay away, and for the most part, I stay pretty healthy. So
I'm wondering why you're letting everyone know about your health, and your goings on with that.
Well, I think you were kind of alarming some of the listeners with the fact that I've had 2 death threats through the show.
No, that's not death threats. That's called fun.
Oh, okay, so...
And everyone else would agree with me.
Well, yeah, I'd say, in my own words, go ahead, do it.
Hey, I'm not going to have verbal confirmation that's recorded. It, quote-unquote, will never happen. So don't implicate me.
Well...
I'm not the one killing anyone.
Well, no, that actually brings up a another memory that... was not able to be recorded on the show, but it was also 3-1.
Didn't he try choking you?
It was in the towards the ending spiral of his career on the Conversation Digest, and
that was awesome. I wish I would have recorded that.
Yes, we had a kind of a little bet going between I believe it was between you and I and Howman, whether he would snap under the pressure of being called Mikey. And it seemed like it took him about maybe 20 minutes, and he lost it.
I totally won that bet, too. If we're going by Price is Right rules, you go over that amount of time.
Yes, I believe Howman got a 20 out of it, and you got 20, And 2 cents, I believe, because you went over 2 cents. Or do you have to go over a dollar for that to work?
When was the last time you watched Price is Right?
Oh, the last time I watched Price is Right, Bob Barker was on there, so... And he would still had some...
20 minutes.
Had some gray on his tips.
In 2 seconds, Bob. Yeah.
So...
Oh, Jesus. This is...
But that was quite the dramatic experience, and that's certainly something, in, you know, even though as much of the adult beverages that I tend to intake on an evening, that's something I won't soon forget because...
One other thing.
Yes.
This is a comedy show, at least for tonight.
Well, yes, and this is quite... This is a comedy show.
This is comedy. Laugh tonight. Or something.
I think we in a way, are harking back. Wouldn't you agree, Canespi? In a way, we are harking back to some of the smaller comedic moments that we've had over the course of almost 2 years.
2 years coming up next week with huge extravaganza going on. You thought this was big. Just wait for your pants next week. You got to put on your party pants.
So it's going to be... Conversation Digest Alooza or something like that. Well,
Devilman.
That is something that, you know, I guess maybe those two words don't come together, but, you know, you're starting to get
creativity and Zippelman.
He's starting to get the little Mikey Bowman eyes, and he's starting to
these are my own angered eyes.
What do we have there? Do we have a call-in?
No, I'm just sending a link of the streaming portion to somebody I know.
Ah, good. Yes, that, by the way, listeners, that streaming website...
What is that website, Zippelman?
That would be www.wasamung.org.
No spaces in between there, even though we took a pause.
Yes.
You're welcome, Zifferman. Sometimes I gotta be there to translate what you're saying.
Yes.
So everyone else
can
hear.
Into a more,
into the English
agreeable,
language.
Into a more agreeable
with proper
technical
grammar.
Term, yes.
I think sometimes when you're talking, you misspell words.
Yeah, that could be quite. Because I remember...
You're gonna kill me after the show tonight, aren't you?
No, I have no problem.
I said you misspell words while talking.
I seem to remember that, you know, during the early Zippelman years when I was
pick it up. My energy! Come on!
That was very good.
I didn't say just critique me on how I'm doing that. You pick it up, you get going. Come on.
Okay, well, I guess we're picking it up because we're...
Picking it up.
Almost up to 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
It's 8:08.
So.
It will be exactly 8:09 when I make a horrible beeping noise from my yammering mouth. So talk until it goes, and I'll just make a horrible beep noise because you got 5 seconds.
And go.
9 o'clock. There you go. Hopefully you guys set your watches and clocks and computers and...
Alarm clocks, my
your
listeners.
PSP as well, cause, and your DS, and...
If you...
Did you set your cell phone?
Yes, I have.
Or is this willy-nilly anarchy right now?
No, we have striven to get away from that.
Striven?
Or
strove. I don't know.
Strove. We have strove
have
to...
Have taken strides.
We have taken strides...
There you go.
...to get away from that. And I would have to say for any listeners that, unlike the Zippelman I have off this weekend, I will start my weekend in a few hours and continue through to...
Oh! Conversation Digest, we are the gateway to your weekend.
Well, yes, we are.
You cannot have a weekend without Conversation Digest. Am I right or am I right?
No, you are exactly right.
And when I'm right, I'm right. 100%,
well, no, 150% honesty there.
You can't get over 100% with honesty. You're either honest or not.
Okay, so do the fact that I am going to be starting my weekend in a few hours. I don't know about you, Canespi.
You're not starting in a few hours. You're starting as soon as you're done here.
Well, there's rumors.
It's going to be party time for the Zippelman.
But Anyone that has to work this weekend, you have my condolences, and make sure that you set your alarm clocks and cell phones.
Sometimes you gotta wake up.
Sometimes you gotta wake up.
Good thing you're just repeating everything I'm saying. That makes everything it a lot easier. Don't you? I'm gonna.
That was a punch.
I had no control over that one.
Well, when do you ever, Kenospi?
I have lots of control if I'm not. I have lots of control on violence when I'm not near you.
Ah, okay. That's good for the listeners
to
know.
It just gets out of control, and it just. Let's say there is a pipe full of water. You fill up that pipe, the water spills over the top.
So I'm the water.
No. You are nothing in that one. It just, water is my anger. And if once it fills up to the top, it spills up and just gotta get it out of my system. Otherwise it becomes an ulcer.
And that would not be good.
No, not at all. Oh, wow. It's almost 8:12 and I'm kicking it back now.
As I can see.
So, Ziffelman, how's the girlfriend going?
Pulled the recliner out and...
How's the girlfriend?
Oh, she's doing good. She's doing good.
Well, where's she at tonight? Is she listening? Or actually, where is she?
She's currently at work.
Oh, when does she get done?
She gets done later this evening. I want to say right around 10 o'clock.
Oh, so some overtime there?
Yes.
There are places still doing overtime?
A few.
That's
she actually currently works at a bar, so you know, if somebody
so she gets off at 10?
Yes.
That seems like a dumb time to get off.
Well, she has certain scheduling conflicts earlier in the week, so she had to take a mid-afternoon shift rather than say 11:30 to bar close.
When people go to a bar at 11:30 a.m.
No, I meant 11:30 in the p.m. and then till close, which can be anywhere from 1 to, I think the legal is...
So she had to work... What time did she have to work today? Because you're not making any sense.
She went in at the 4:30 in the afternoon, and she will be out at 10 o'clock.
So a 5.5-hour shift.
Yes.
That's a dumb time.
Well, normally she would just have 4-hour shifts, but she had an extra hour overtime.
Is she only working part-time now?
Well, she is also going to school.
But you just said she had overtime, but she's working part-time.
We'll see.
Geez.
Because it's the 4-hour shift is her normal shift, and she's actually covering...
You're backpedaling here. It's
quite
good.
Fellow employee that was supposed to be coming in, and she's going to be staying. Normally she'd be out at 9. Usually when our show gets out, but now she's going
to
be getting out at
10. You think
10.
We should just go to 9 and just shove it in Chad's face, because we've never gone to 9 in about a couple months now?
I don't know. I think maybe, if we have subject content.
Well, as long as we can deal with, or as long as I can deal with you.
Ah, okay, so this is... this is me,
this is me hating you.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. I don't know if the listeners want to, you know, get into the hate-mongering.
Well, everyone would agree that smelling like feet is awful.
Well, yes, but if you're a, listener, if you're a, middle-class American and, you know, you want to put a few, loaves of Wonder Bread on the table and... possibly some Hormel corned beef hash.
Some what? Horn?
Then you're gonna come home and your feet are gonna smell because a
properly aerated feet is a necessity in this day and age.
A the Hormel corned beef hash, which is good by the way, according to the Ziffelman and others I've heard, and the Wonder Bread is all he can afford. And B, you know, he probably works overtime even to get that, so. You know, his feet are generally going to have a smell, and it's also due to the fact that various styles of shoes Don't breathe. Don't allow your feet to breathe. And, you know, if you're walking on, say, factory floor, which tends to be concrete, I mean, your feet are going to sweat because there's the impact there.
So you work, you deliver corned beef hash and Wonder Bread.
Well, that would be what the middle class American who I'm trying to connect with here, that would be one of his meals of choice.
So do you put the corned beef on the bread, or you just eat it with a stick or something?
No, I would actually say that I would probably fry it up in the frying pan, maybe put an egg or two in there, and then cook it on up.
Wow, we got to get off the corned beef's thing. No more of that.
Okay.
No, every time we relax, we start talking about corned beef. We're not having that today. Not
well,
at all.
Well, you were the one. You were the one.
I will punch
relaxing.
You again. I will punch you again.
You know, you got the buckle unbuckled. And,
no, my.
You got the recliner.
My
feet
pants
up.
Are staying buckled.
Okay. Well, if we're not going to talk about.
No, we're still talking about stuff. How about. I want to check a headline news real quick.
Okay.
Just.
Let's do that.
To make someone look stupid. I don't know what I'm talking about. Oh, let's try Wausau Daily Herald.com. Let's see if they can screw anything up today.
Oh, they always do.
What was that? Okay, no, we're not doing that one. What about... No, not that one either. Ah, sports. News. Actual news. You know, real news. You're not going to say anything.
No, well, I'm waiting for the video.
No, we're not playing any videos.
Well, what is it?
I'm hitting JS Online now.
I was going to say, that doesn't even... That article doesn't even make any sense.
That's some pretty good dead air there, Ziffelman. One kill... I want entertainment news. That seems more throwaway than anything else.
Well, people tend to like their entertainment news.
Belgian movie keeps viewers in the dark. No. Fingerprint may link art to Da Vinci. Bedbunk Brothers, a fun return in growing up in the 70s. none of this. No. I'm putting my fist down. We're not doing that.
Well, no, we wouldn't want to go into the... Who wants to go back to the 70s? Seriously.
You do?
No. It was sarcasm, Canospi.
Yeah, try it out. Siffleman.
What do you have in your hand there, Canospi?
That is my other hand.
Okay. Well, it seems to be doing a typing motion.
I was confused that there's live streaming, so I'm jamming out the links to some people I know, and maybe I can get a shout out if someone gives me a text. I can say some people's names on the air. No, that sounds really stupid.
Name dropping? I would agree.
Oh, Burt Reynolds got a hold of me. Burt Reynolds is 63 years old, and this request is coming from his old lady. Get well soon, Bert.
Oh, I had heard he was doing poorly. If that's...
No, he's doing fine. I made that up. That was a joke.
Even if he's the honest truth.
I have been doing lots of them tonight, Ziffelman.
Well, no, actually, if you do believe the gossip, he has not been doing too good.
Oh, I got a scab near my nose.
Let's just hope he doesn't go the way of Patrick Swayze.
With pancreatic cancer?
I don't know. There's... Pictures when they first got him out, those pictures, they look quite similar. He looks
a pancreas looks, and Patrick Swayze.
No, Patrick Swayze and the most current rumor photos of Burt Reynolds. Mm-hmm. He looks quite drawn and pale. And
well, thank everything we have the internet now.
Well, yes,
that's a text and a half there.
there wouldn't be. I mean, it's the fastness. It's the information is
Bert
put out there.
Bert and Ernie
almost instantly.
Oh, Ziffelman. Actually, what are we doing after the show whenever we decide to wrap this up before 9 sometime?
Oh, I'm not sure. What's on your agenda?
I will be working like a slave over a computer, putting this on the website.
Ah,
this show,
okay.
The show that we're actually recording this right now.
Ah, yes,
were you aware?
Yes, I was. I was actually in the slash studio.
Oh, you were in the room when I was doing it?
Well, yeah, basically. That's what
starting
I was
up
say.
The recording.
Yes.
So this room looks smaller. Oh, God, this is stupid. Oh.
Well, I say we head on out.
I bet.
I say
5 more minutes of forced airtime, and then we get out of here before I want to kill you completely.
Okay. Because even though...
I wonder if you can say that on the air now that I think about it.
Yeah, well, I think the WNRB... people won't mind if it's
clearly joking.
A joke. Yes, if it's clearly
joking.
A joke.
Just a little joke. I've been doing them all night.
Just a little rib tickler.
Ugh. How come you could say something is completely innocent, but it just sounds so disgusting when it comes out of your mouth, like rib tickler.
Well, if somebody was a little bit historically up on their comedic phrases, they would know that that's an early 20th century reference to humor.
Laughing, you mean? Get that? What are you? I'm not.
Seems like we're having technical difficulties.
You are completely and thoroughly disgusting me now.
Oh, this is good. I like this.
What, you being disgusting?
Well, no, I'm just kind of getting your
don't
anger.
Say anything disgusting.
Just kind of getting your anger to a level where, according to you, the water gets above the pipe.
Oh, it's time for a good old flogging. Oh,
no, you're the one that got a little bit violent, a little,
I will
shall
punch
we
you
say.
Again.
Oh, I know
it
you
It is
will.
A well-deserved punch.
Oh, I don't know if I agree with that. But.
No, I agree with it.
Well, yes, and of course, Knospi is...
And someone else agrees with it as well.
Who would that be?
I'm going to have to punch him. No, I'm not going to punch Coach. No one punches a coach and gets away with it.
Well, what did he have to say?
He said something I can't say in the air.
Ah, okay, so...
Something about dirty, being dirty...
Ah.
It's super something and dirty sounding. Yep.
And by the way, for the listeners, Coach is a friend of the certain...
Friend of the show, actually.
Yeah, friend of the show. We do have... he has made... he's contacted
verbal
you several
contributions.
Times.
Let's make up lies that he's contributed to the show.
Well, no, but he's also contacted you several times saying that he does enjoy the show from the links that you've sent him.
No, I think by enjoy, he means hate.
Well, you know, every person's joy
and specifically
is every
you.
Other person's hate.
You sure bring in the hate crowd.
Well, I try. I try because I think something like hate crimes is a
no, not,
freedom.
Not hate crimes, the hate crowd.
Well,
we have a strong demographic of hate.
Ah, okay.
But no. It's at you.
And it's at me. Okay. Well, you know, I try. Who needs any happiness anymore? Let's just breed the hate and let's have a crowd and...
Let's live life with depression and anger
yes.
and guilt and rage and complete disrespect to Ziffelman life.
Well, yes. I would agree.
Okay, that's as far as I can go.
Okay.
Push the button to start the ender.
Okay, we are pushing the button, and next week we will have the show for...
It'll be the extravaganza, the 2-year extravaganza. Come on, get your party pants on, get your party shoes...
Laced and ready to go, or if you prefer Velcro or slip-on.
Just make sure you are ready to have your party blown out your face.
Yeah! Shalom.
You've just got done listening to Conversation Digest. This is the end. You can go do stuff now. Or go to the website, famousashtray.com, in a little bit of time to listen to again and 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 again. And maybe one more time.